Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on something that separates their bass from this track rolls. Getting your sub groove to play against the Amen at 170 BPM. Because in drum and bass and jungle, the sub isn't just a low note underneath the drums. It's a rhythmic instrument. It leans back. It pushes forward. It leaves air for the break to punch, then floods the gaps with weight. And at 170, tiny timing differences, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, can be the difference between huge and late. By the end of this, you'll have a mono, mix-safe sub-instrument, a bassline that answers the Amen instead of fighting it, a clean sidechain setup that ducks musically instead of randomly, and a simple A and B style arrangement that stays hypnotic but evolves. Alright, let's set the stage. Step 0, session prep, jungle ready at 170. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Now go into preferences, record warp launch. For breaks, you'll usually start in beats warp mode, preserve set to transient. That's not the only answer, but it's the most practical starting point for Amen style material because it respects the hits. Create 4 tracks. 1 audio track called Amen Break. 1 MIDI track called Sub. Optionally a mid-bass track if you want a layered sound later. And a track called a C trigger. That's going to be our ghost sidechain trigger so the sub ducks consistently. Cool. Step 1. Get the Amen sitting tight, so the sub actually has a stable target. Drop in an Amen loop, double-click the clip, make sure warp is on, and set 1.1.1 right on the downbeat. Now listen through bar 1 to bar 9 or so and check drift. Don't go warp marker crazy. Only correct what's actually drifting. The more you pin everything, the more you can kill the feel. Then add a quick break processing chain with stock devices. EQ 8 first, high pass around 30 Hz, steep slope. That's just cleanup. Your sub will own the real low end. If the Amen is boxy, do a small dip somewhere in the 250 to 400 Hz range. Don't overdo it. Tiny moves. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, 0 to 10. And keep boom at 0. Boom is fun, but it steals the job of your sub and makes the mix lie to you. Then saturator. Soft clip mode, 2 to 6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. This is about making the break stable and punchy, not about making it harsh. Here's the point. The break becomes your timing map, not just a loop, a map. And the cleaner and more consistent those transients are, the easier it is to play sub notes so they feel intentional. Step 2. Build a bulletproof sub instrument using operator. On the sub MIDI track, load operator. Use the simplest algorithm, oscillator A only. Set OSCA to a sine wave. Keep the level conservative, like -6 to -12 dB. Headroom is part of the sound in this genre. Now the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds depending on how bouncy you want it. Sustain all the way down, basically off, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so you don't click, but you also don't smear. Set voices to 1, so it's mono. Turn glide on, set it to legato and set the time around 40 to 90 milliseconds. That gives you that elastic, rolling feel on transitions without turning everything into a slidey mess. After operator, add saturator. Just a little. 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. You're not trying to fuzz the sub, you're trying to give it a hint of harmonics so it speaks on more systems. Then EQ 8. Don't low cut your sub. Only do tiny corrective moves if needed. If there's a fight with the kick fundamental, you might do a very small dip in the 50 to 80 Hz zone, but only if you can clearly hear a clash. Then utility. Width to 0%, mono, no debate, and leave gain adjustment for later. Key mindset here, the sub is your foundation. Keep it stable. Character is something you can layer above it, not something you have to bake into the actual 40 Hz. Step 3. Write a sub groove that talks to the Amen. This is the part where people write a perfectly fine bass line for house music. But jungle and D&B sub is about space around hits and pressure in the gaps. Pick a key that plays nice with low fundamentals. F, F sharp, G, where G sharp are common. Try keeping your main notes around F1 to G1, roughly 43 to 49 Hz. That's deep, but still workable. Now build a one-bar loop to start. Use a 16th note grid to sketch, but don't treat the grid like law. Here's a pattern concept you can copy as a starting point. On beat 1, rest. Let the break transient speak. On the E of 1, short F1. On end of 1, short F1. On beat 2, rest, because that snare needs space. On lay of 2, short F1. On beat 3, medium F1, let it breathe a bit. On the end of 3, short G1 as an approach tone. On beat 4, Medium or short F1 to set up the loop, then stop looking at the MIDI notes and start listening against the Amen. Not solo, against the Amen. You want the bass to feel like it's responding to the break's conversation. Extra coach note, treat the Amen as a timing map, not a loop. A lot of Amen edits have more ghost activity in the second half of the bar, like beats 3 and 4. You can keep the same pitches but change articulation in the second half. Shorter notes, slightly different placement, a bit more negative space. That's how you make the bass feel like it knows what the drums are doing. Step 4. Make the sub breathe with the Amen. Sidechain done right. Do not sidechain your sub to the entire Amen track. The break is too busy. You'll get random ducking, and your groove will feel inconsistent. Instead, make a clean ghost trigger. On the SC trigger track, load a very short click or a tight kick sample. Or use operator with a super fast clicky envelope. Program hits align to the Amen's strongest kick moments. Optionally add snare triggers too, but start with kicks. Then set that SC trigger track output to sends only so you never hear it. Now on the sub track, add Ableton's compressor. Put it after EQ to start. You can also try it before saturator later if you want a different feel. Turn on sidechain. Choose SC trigger as the input. Attack. Very fast. Around 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release. 60 to 140 milliseconds. This is the groove control. Ratio. Anywhere from 4:1 to 10:1. Threshold. Adjust until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on those trigger hits. Knee, medium, around 6 dB, so it moves smoothly. Here's the pro move. Don't just set a release and move on. Adjust release until the sub returns exactly where the Amen's tail opens up. You're basically shaping the pocket. When it's right, it won't sound like obvious pumping. It'll just sound like the bass belongs in the drums. Step 5. Microtiming. Groove the sub against the break without flanning. There are two main approaches, groove extraction or manual nudging. First, groove extraction. Right-click the Amen clip and extract groove. Go to the groove pool. Apply that groove to the sub clip. Start gentle. Timing at 10 to 25%. Velocity at 0 because we usually want consistent sub energy. Random at 0 to 5% if you want a tiny bit of human feel, but keep it subtle. Second, manual micro-nudging. Honestly, this is often better. Zoom way in. Pick a couple of sub-note starts and nudge them. If the sub feels rushed, nudge late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. If it feels like it's lagging behind the break, nudge early by 5 to 10 milliseconds. And here's a rule that works more often than it doesn't. Sub-notes that coincide with strong drum transients usually feel best slightly after the transient, not before. That's the weight behind the hit feeling. If you want a faster method that's repeatable, do this. Resample or freeze and flatten a 2-bar section of the Amen so you have a clean audio region. Place warp markers exactly on the kick and snare transients you care about, as visual anchors. Then place your sub-note starts consistently relative to those anchors. For a kick, try starting the sub about plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds after the transient. For a snare, either no sub at all, or a very short touch plus 10 to plus 18 milliseconds after. Now you're not guessing. You're choosing a pocket. Step 6. Control note length so the low end stays clean. At 170 BPM, long sub overlaps blur fast, especially if you're using glide. Shorten notes around busy drum moments, like ghost clusters and rolls. Use medium holds in the air between snare and kick, where there's space. If you hear clicks, don't immediately reach for a big attack time, because that can soften your groove. Try increasing operator release slightly, like from 50 to 80 milliseconds, or create tiny gaps between notes, even 1 to 5 milliseconds, so the waveform resets more cleanly. If you absolutely need it, a tiny attack, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds, can help without making it feel slow. Also keep an eye on phase discipline. With glide, two identical notes can start at different waveform positions if they overlap differently. If you want maximum consistency, keep notes non-overlapping and use glide only on select transitions, like approach tones or turnarounds. Step 7. Optional mid layer, without ruining the sub. If you want that classic Reese edge or extra presence, duplicate your sub track and rename it mid bass. On mid bass, high pass with EQ at around 120 to 180 Hz. The goal is simple. Absolutely no real sub information in this layer. Then choose a sound. Operator with a saw can work, or wavetable with basic shapes. Add saturator or overdrive for grit. Now group sub and mid bass into a bass group. On the group, add glue compressor very lightly. Attack around 10 ms. Release on auto ratio 2:1 and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is just cohesion. Make sure the actual sub stays mono. Keep sub itself at width 0. You can allow the mid bass to be wider above, say 200 Hz if you want, but be deliberate. Sound design bonus: if you want perceived weight without touching the true sub, create a thump layer. Duplicate sub again. Call it thump. High pass it at 90 to 120 Hz. Maybe add a gentle boost around 160 to 220 if it needs punch. Saturate it harder than the sub. Then low pass it with auto filter somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz so it stays controlled. And sidechain thump more than the sub. That way it punches the gaps and never muddies the kick. Step 8. Arrangement. Let it roll for real, not just loop. Here's a solid 32-bar framework. Bars 1 to 8, A1, Amen plus sub, simple pattern. Bars 9 to 16, A2, add one or two extra sub pickups, tiny fills. Bars 17 to 24, B1, bring in the mid layer or a slightly different sub rhythm. Same world, more intensity. Bars 25 to 32, B2, call and response feel. Maybe the sub answers the break more aggressively, or you alternate density between the first and second half of the bar. Turnarounds are your friend. In the last half bar of a phrase, drop the sub completely and let the amen rip. That vacuum makes the next downbeat hit harder. Or do an end of phrase gravity note. Hold the root a bit longer, still ducked on kicks, then hard stop right before the downbeat. That stop is impact. Arrangement upgrade trick. Automate the ducking shape. In busy fills, increase ducking slightly by lowering the compressor threshold. In sparse sections, reduce ducking so the sub blooms. Same bassline, but it breathes with the drums. Now, quick low-end legibility checks while you're writing, because this is how you avoid wasting an hour. Put spectrum on the master. Watch the fundamental. Your main sub and note should sit stable, not smear all over the place. And do the quiet test. Temporarily drop the sub gain by about 6 dB using utility. If the groove disappears when it's quieter, that's not a volume issue. That's spacing and timing. Fix the rhythm, not the loudness. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. 1. Sidechaining to the full amen. 2. Chaotic, the sub ducks randomly. 2. Writing the sub to legato at 170. This audio version is shortened for playback.